This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, September 30th. God's word for you today is, come boldly. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 1 verse 18. And it says, come on now, let's walk and talk. Let's work this out. The book of Psalms is filled with David confronting God. David would go to God and say, God, we need to talk. When you confront God, your destiny changes. And like we see in today's anchor scripture, God actually invites us to come and confront Him, to come and work things out. What aspect of your life are you dissatisfied with, even now? Confront God and say, Lord, let us talk about this. How is this even possible? It is because God says, come, let's have a face-to-face. When you talk to God, you will discover that your life will be totally transformed. The ABC of taking bold steps in our relationships is as simple as ask and keep on asking. Believe and keep on believing, and confront and keep on confronting. For our relationships to advance to the next level, for some of us reading this even now, it is CBA. Confront, believe, and ask. God is here inviting you to come on now. Let's walk and talk. Let's work things out. You need to come face to face with God and experience real transformation. Then you need to believe. Put your faith in God and then ask that God will take control of your life. Make the ask today. Ask God to be your Lord and Master. Maybe you are in a place where you need to believe again. Confront the unbelief and ask God to help you believe again. It is only when we ask, we believe, and when we confront that we can actually take our relationships to the next level. And this also applies to our relationship with God. God is encouraging us to confront Him on issues, to have a face-to-face with Him. Therefore, beginning today, we are going to learn how to take bold steps towards God. God is a spirit, an eternal spirit. God is not man. He does not eat like men, or think like men, or dwell in houses made by men. To come towards the God that created the heavens and the earth, to come towards the God that is a consuming fire, and to come towards the God that can snap his fingers and the whole world will turn into dust requires boldness. I pray that God will empower us today to take bold steps. Some time ago, someone asked me, Pastor, what if he talks back to me when I talk to him? I said, that is the whole idea. You talk to God and he should talk back. Interestingly, the person did not want God to talk back. He just wanted to tell God what to do and then God should do it. In other religions, it is a master-slave relationship and not a relationship. The followers have to just obey. Their petitions may or may not be answered. But Christianity is different. The veil between the inner place and the Holy of Holies was torn when Jesus died on the cross of Calvary. We have access to the Most High God, and He wants to talk back to us. Is that not beautiful? God wants us to come boldly so that He can talk to us like a good father to his own. Let us pray. Father, I come on the strength of your love, asking you to open me up to conversations with you. Empower me and help me hear your heart for me in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.